everyone, and welcome to minute 40 of season 7 of Movie Rob Minute, the daily podcast where we yippee-ki-yay our way through the 1995 Bruce Willis action flick Die Hard with a Vengeance, 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me to finish off week 8 is my good friend, my bro, Heather Baxendale of Word of Hellmouth. Welcome back, bro.
What's up, bro? Thanks for having me back on. Which, by the way, I asked my 7-year-old, I asked him, he broed me, as he often does, and we discussed in earlier weeks. I said, what do you actually think bro is? Because you have a brother, and I'm not your brother, I'm your mom. He's like, but you're a bro. And I was like, you know what? That's right. I am. So now, if you don't want to get into any of our deep explanations or definitions of bro, just go to the 7-year-old. You're just a
there
bro.
You go. You're just a bro. Okay, a bro. Makes sense. Sounds fair. All right, so minute 40 begins with a tracking shot of the range of the explosion underground and ends with Zeus cleaning his glasses. Yeah. So we ended things yesterday once again on a great cliffhanger. You know, we've had great cliffhangers this week with stuff where Zeus was going to look at this damage. And then it just got cut off. And so this minute starts with a really great tracking shot of the area so that we get to see basically all of the destruction of what happened underground beforehand. And, you know, great pyrotechnics. There's sparks. There's like, it looks like waterfalls. There's like underground waterfalls. And it's just very cool looking at the way everything is in complete shambles.
Oh, and the smoke too. You can't see anything.
And you see a light that's sort of blocked out. Maybe it's the sun that's blocked out by all the dust and debris and stuff like that. And then
I wonder, is there water? Maybe it almost looks like it's probably water, but it's coming down so thickly. It almost looks like it's debris that's just pouring.
I don't know.
It's probably water. But yeah, you see what I'm looking at though?
Yeah, no, I see exactly what you're looking at. And it's at second 5 and second 6. I don't think there would be that much debris falling, you know, cascading that way.
That's why maybe there's debris in the water.
It could be. It looks to me that they broke a water main or something like that. And, you know, and that's why all this water is just flowing down. I'm trying to think of
and that
later.
Makes sense. They're underwater.
Yeah. You know,
they're not underwater. They're underground. Words are hard.
Well, they're underground, but, you know, the Hudson River is below them or around them. It's not there. I don't know. No clue.
Maybe it's just a water cooler. It was the world's biggest water cooler, and it is now pouring down. I'm just grasping. That's more fun, though. Probably not.
I'm gonna go with door number one. I'm gonna say that this is more probably debris than a huge water cooler. That would be my guess.
You know what? That's pretty logical. You're the voice of reason here, and
I try to be. And then we see one of the subway cars, and then we see like an arm come up from the side, and then what's great is you hear the John McClane cackle.
Yep, it's so him.
And it's done so well, you know, that the way that they did it. You just hear that.
I can't believe this crap again.
That's right. You know, I'm surprised that this episode, that in this movie, they don't have that line again. You know, Lethal Weapon kept using the same line, you know, I'm too old, every single movie.
Yeah.
But here, they, first of all, Yippee-ki-yay doesn't appear in this movie. And you also don't have the line, you know, of why does this keep happening to me or things like that. You know, like what they did in Die Hard.
Yeah, and if they didn't want to continue Yippee-ki-yay, I get it. It's a gimmick. It is. But it's one that we all love and works. So I think it would have been fine to continue using it. But but yeah, why does this keep happening to me? That's like a legitimate one to repeat.
Exactly. No, but the difference is he's not on vacation this time. You know, the other two times he was basically on vacation.
But he still was, he was suspended at the beginning, right?
Yeah, he was suspended. But for a cop who's on the job to say, why does this keep happening to me? Maybe not. Maybe that's stretching it. Maybe it's that he needs to be, you know, in the situation with Holly, you know, in order for that to work.
Maybe.
And there is no Holly here.
He is working in an official capacity here. He is supportive of the department and whatnot. So, yeah, so maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. The laugh is spectacular, though.
Yes, it really is. And then Zeus, like, hears the cackle and goes, McClane?
Yeah. Like, there's no way anybody can survive that. And this is one of those hero moment survival. Get out of jail free cards, essentially. He wouldn't have survived that. But we already know he wouldn't have survived 800 of the catastrophes that he's been through. So we know that he's superhuman, and we believe the story of him climbing over.
Well, of course.
And it makes for a good chuckle moment.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
He's not hard to kill. He's impossible.
That's right. And we keep hearing him laugh. You know, and then we see that he's like lifting himself up out of the wreckage, and then he goes, what? You know, it reminds me in Die Hard 2 where, you know, after he comes out with the parachute, you hear him say, where's the f***ing door?
Yeah. Well, see, that's what you need, though. You need that levity in those like really tense moments and afterwards.
That's right.
It's a great dichotomy, and that's what makes them fun.
That's right. Well, that's why John McClane is such a great character. You know, because like if you were to compare him to, you know, the action movies with Stallone or Van Damme or Schwarzenegger, you know, that all were coming out around this time. You know, the ones that were that were trying to copycat the Die Hard theme, and the ones that aren't or anything like that. John is the only one who really can get, or Bruce Willis is the only one who can really get away with chuckling and laughing, and that we believe it.
Yeah.
You know, if we had Arnie here and he's laughing like this, you don't believe it, because he's none of the others are everyman. You know, John McClane is the everyman.
Exactly that. That's exactly what it is, and that's what sets him apart from everybody else. And Bruce Willis too. I mean, let's look at him and be honest. He's not the most stunning man to look at. He's an attractive man, but he's not Brad Pitt. But he's also not ripped like Stallone or you know, Schwarzenegger or Jean-Claude, and he doesn't have any of the background that they do either to believe that he's just stronger, or like Dolph Lundgren types too.
Right.
He's not that kind of guy. He is. He's
the Expendables guys. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. 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 The Expendables guys, except that Bruce Willis shows up in the Expendables, but that's what happens.
So does Harrison Ford. So, you know, that doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Harrison Ford. That was a weird choice for me. I mean, he's in action movies, but I've never thought of Harrison Ford as an actual action hero. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No, but one second. Would you classify Indiana Jones as a action hero?
Yes, I would. He's been in action movies, and he's played some of the most significant action roles there are. Like action adventure, Indiana Jones is it. That's it.
That's right.
There.
That's my point. So Harrison Ford fits in if you're looking at it from an Indiana Jones or a Han Solo perspective. But Harrison Ford never did any of these type of action movies.
No.
You know.
No. He was never just an action guy.
The closest you come to is Air Force One. The closest.
Yeah.
Which he's great in, but he's not a, you know, he doesn't come across as an everyman there. And he doesn't also come across as this ripped guy. You know, he's the president. You know, that's what it is.
Yeah, he's like I said, it's a strange thing to observe with him, because he's been in plenty of action roles, and Jack Ryan too. He did two Jack Ryan movies,
yes,
I think. He did Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger.
Yeah.
And he was a good Jack Ryan. But I mean, those are action movies. There's action sequences in them. I still regard him as a more dramatic actor that plays in thriller and action roles, I think, is just the way. He was fine in Expendables. It wasn't wrong to put him in there. It's just, I don't think that's how most people probably regard him, even though he is, but he's not.
Okay.
Which makes him interesting. Yeah. But Bruce Willis, I put Bruce Willis right there with, and that's, I think it was it Expendables 2 or 3, where, I think it was 3, where you have Sly and you have Arnie and then you have Brucey all together, the three of them walking down, I think they're in an airport, just blowing crap up together. And I'm like, yeah, those are the guys right there. That's all of them.
Exactly. Got
the biggest ones covered. And they are. They're the three biggest ones. And Bruce being not, like you said, a Sly or Arnold type, I don't know, it makes it more interesting.
Yep.
Plus, he's got that sideways charm about him.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. So he's just cackling along here, you know, and it, like you said, it gives a little brevity to the situation. I mean, again, there was just a really huge explosion. So to have him just laugh it off is great. You know, the way that they do that.
You get to laugh with him.
That's right.
Yeah. And it also it gives Zeus there, who's having his first real crazy action experience moment. It gives him a breath to go, what the heck is wrong with this guy? He's laughing. This is not the right moment. He's just staring at him like he's crazy. Correct. Which, fair.
Okay. That's fair. And then we get an external shot and we see all the emergency vehicles around the area. You know, you have firemen that are spraying water. There's a foam all over the place, you know, trying to, I guess, extinguish the fire and stuff like that. So we have four different types of vehicles that are here. And I'm going to see if you noticed how many there are of each of them. So first of all, you have fire trucks. How many fire trucks are in this scene or in the shot?
Okay. Fire trucks. I'm going to say 2.
That is correct. Okay. How many ambulances?
Ambulances. I also only see 2.
No, there's only one.
There's only one.
There's one ambulance.
It looks like there. There's, oh, is that a police wagon then?
That is an ESU. That's an ESU van.
All right. All right.
And how many police cars?
Oh, goodness, this looks like a Beverly Hills Cop pileup.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Is it 6 or maybe 7?
Nope.
2, 3, 7. 7? 7?
Nope.
8? 8.
Yep.
I see another bubble. 8.
That's right. There are 8.
Look at that. I can count and see.
Unfortunately.
I play I Spy enough that I should be better at this.
No, but in I Spy, you don't say I Spy 8 police cars. You say I Spy a police car. That would be it.
You know? Well, no. You know those I Spy books? My son, he has me go through them with him every night. We do at least a couple pages, and I'm really terrible at them.
Okay.
I give up well before he does. Maybe it's because it's the end of the night. But yeah, they what they have is a picture full of tons of things, and then it has a list at the bottom of the items that you need to find.
Okay, so it's we like, turn it. It's into, like a it's like a Where's Waldo type of stuff.
Yes, but they're called I Spy books. So we compete to see who can find the most. We take turns looking, and I usually lose.
Right. We actually have two of those Where's Waldo type books with Smurfs. You know,
oh, I'd so be into that. I love Smurfs.
Yeah.
I don't care about Waldo at all. He can go hang out with Carmen San Diego.
Yeah. I love those too. Because the difference is all the Smurfs look alike. So it's like, okay, can you find this Smurf? And it's like, what? So you have to look for, you know, the guy with the pencil in his ear, or the guy with the you know, with the heart tattoo, or things like that.
I can't remember their names. I remember Papa Smurf, and I remember Smurfette and Gargamel, who's still like the greatest villain of all time. I loved Gargamel. Hanna-Barbera, thank you.
And then while the shot changes, but it shows us once again the perspective of the people that we talked about yesterday, the businessmen. That are all
in there. We call them voyeurs, but okay. Now that they're eating popcorn, I'm going to call them gawkers.
Okay. There are 6 of them that show up. And again, these people are just eating popcorn. One of them starts counting. It's great. Because their conversation goes like this. One of them says, you can see right down into the subway. And then another one goes, how many fire trucks do you count? So then one of them, you see him wagging his finger as he's counting. But we know that there's only two fire trucks, so it shouldn't be that difficult. If they would have said how many police cars, then he needs to count with his finger. But
Yeah, it's not really a
looking for the two
challenge.
fire trucks, I don't know, maybe he's a challenged employee. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's as high as he can count. He can only go to two, and he needs to keep track on his fingers because he'll lose count.
That's right.
At
Could
this
be.
point, I would be surprised by anything with people.
That's right. And then someone goes, you guys, how can you see it from up here? So it's a little strange that they added this in here.
I don't know.
It's
I was wondering
funny.
what the purpose of it was. Yeah,
Exactly. It's funny, but it suits no purpose except for to make us laugh a little bit that these people are, gawking.
and that's a human reaction too. I mean, you see it whenever there's accidents on the side of the road when you drive by.
Did
There,
you take
everybody
out
slows
popcorn?
down. If I have popcorn, I take it out and then I throw it at people for gawking. Because
Oh.
it screws up traffic and it causes more accidents. But you see it all the time. If someone's over on the side of the road with a flat tire, all the traffic slows down because everybody has to stop and see what's going on. We all must know everything. And I have no doubt they would be counting the fire trucks. I mean, I believe the situation. I believe they'd go get popcorn. I believe they would go get alcoholic drinks and have a party about it. But it is strange to have it in the movie. And I didn't think it was funny enough to include it for that reason alone. But
Yeah, exactly.
that's just
And
me.
no, and the thing that sort of bothers me is that these people aren't even like mentioned on IMDb, so that we
No.
can know who they
Oh,
are.
whoa. I thought the guy with the glasses might be, and I was waiting for you to tell me who he was. And I purposely didn't look it up either
I
because I
looked it
wanted
up
to be
and
surprised.
it's not here unless he has a name and we just don't know his name. There's nothing
I
that
looked it
says
up.
gawkers from on looking from above or something like that.
Maybe his name's Todd.
Todd? I don't know.
Todd. No,
Todd.
I don't know. That's very strange. They have lines. There's enough of them. They're in more than one sequence. They're short, they're really small, but I would definitely think they'd be in the credits.
So that's what I would have expected also.
Yeah.
But there's no way of easily identifying them. So if you happen to be one of the people that is in this scene and you hear us say this, get in touch. Let us know who
I
you
think
are.
that that's going to happen. I think we're going to find out afterwards. I think we're going to
That
have some
would be
answers.
nice.
Because I feel like blonde lady eating the popcorn, she definitely listens to your show. That's probably how we know her.
It's very possible. They have all
That's it.
seven of the gang members that we saw a few weeks ago. So I don't know why,
So weird. It's a weird scene. It's a weird addition. It's weird that at least the guy with the glasses looks so familiar to me.
Yeah, he does. I agree.
He looks so familiar. It's driving me crazy. I've been literally waiting for this episode so you could tell me who he is.
Unfortunately,
Now
I wish I could. I really wish I
I'm gonna
could.
have to bug people. Now I'm gonna really have to watch it again and ask Mike if he recognizes him. But the blonde woman looks familiar too.
Yes, they look, these people look familiar.
Maybe they have something to do with the making of the movie, or they're connected somehow, and they just tossed them in there for as an afterthought, because it feels
Again,
like an afterthought.
anything is possible.
That's
There's no
true.
way of knowing. I mean, because there are a whole bunch of people that are listed in the credits that we don't know who they are, and it's hard to
Yeah.
tell who they are. You have someone that's known as a yuppie stockbroker, but I don't know which yuppie stockbroker. Then you have another one that says second broker. So maybe those are the two people.
Maybe.
But
Maybe.
I don't know. Then you have Subway Man. Subway Man. He's coming to save the day. So I don't know. And even in IMDb, they have a list of a whole bunch of people that are uncredited, and you don't even have any of them there. I mean, you have a whole bunch of subway passengers and people at the subway station and things like that. There's someone that's a New York City lawyer. That could also be it.
That's yeah, that's totally possible too.
You have
There's
72nd
it's
Street
such a big
Friend.
gap.
I don't know.
It's It's one of those movies where the cast is huge because there are so many extras with the small roles. Yeah, I don't know. And it's not in, we'd have a better chance of guessing too if they had it in order of appearance.
Correct. Well, they sort of do go in order of appearance, and there's no one there. There's no one listed in this area. So I don't know. So
yeah, he doesn't have a picture. Yuppie stockbroker. He doesn't have a picture. How are we supposed to stalk him? No. IMDb, your whole entire job is to let me stalk other actors and filmmakers and things. And you've let me down.
New York City Lawyer is not one of them because he does have a picture on IMDb and you can tell that it's not one of these guys. So
I like that there's a guy that's just villain A.
Yes. We're going to have to find
villain one.
We're going to have to point him out.
Yes. And these guys have no pictures either. So that's not helpful.
Yeah.
Even if I had one tiny role in IMDb, I would make sure I had a picture of myself on there. So everyone would know what I did.
Well Heather, you are on IMDb. So
I am. How am I on IMDb?
From all of my shows.
Oh, there you go. There's that. And there is some other reason I'm on IMDb too. And I don't know why. I should know these things, right?
I don't know. Maybe Jay put you on there.
I literally was just having a fit that I would have a picture of myself on IMDb if I was on IMDb. And then here you are telling me I'm on IMDb. I'm like, I know I am. I don't have a picture.
Yes, you do not have a picture. You are currently listed with 20 episodes of this show. You will have 25 afterwards, but that's it. There's nothing. You have nothing else on your page but the 20 episodes of my show that you've been on. So I think you need to go there and change it.
There's also Cinema Recall, which I don't know why they have me here, but I'm on Cinema Recall apparently also. There's a live episode from 2022 and I don't remember.
Well, wait a second. So maybe you have more than one. How are you listed there?
I'm listed right under your show. There's person, me, and then underneath it says titles. And then this is Live with Heather Baxendale Walsh of the MILF cast, which we ended, I think, right before 2022 or sometime in 2022.
That's really weird. I don't see that. I just only see mine. It says you have one credit and that's it.
Yeah, that is funny then. Here, I'm going to screenshot it for you. I am so famous. I'm going to have to get my picture on here now. All right. Did you look up?
Okay. All right. Here, I see you. Okay. I see you have a live. Okay. Okay. The difference there is you're not linked as someone there. That's just part of the title.
Yes. Yes. Which I was on. I mean, I go on their show on occasion. So.
Okay. But this is, you only listed there once.
Yep. I'm only listed there once.
Didn't so that would be like Vern, my, right?
my yeah, that's Vern's or it was yeah. Vern's. Hey, that's the one he still does now. That's the one he does with Ashley. It's a cool show. They do lots of fun stuff on there.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't remember what I did on there. I don't remember why, but that's really funny. So, hey, I found out I'm on IMDb today officially.
There you go. Now you have to go put up a picture.
Now I have homework. I have more homework.
More
and I
homework.
Keep coming you on get... your show and getting more homework.
You get more homework and then you don't do it, you know, so.
It's just like high school all over again.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. And so these people are continuing with their popcorn. And then we get a shot, which is also a nice tracking shot, of people coming out of the stairwell of the subway station. You know, you see a bunch of firefighters that are carrying an injured woman up on a stretcher. And at this point, we see Lambert is there also. You know, he's around them and he's giving orders. And he basically goes, damn, get in there. Officer, tell those people to get the hell back, will ya? We gotta sh-. And then he starts walking towards where John is. And he goes, we got a load of cuts and bruises and a couple concussions. Some old guy's pacemaker stopped and a pregnant girl's water broke. And that's all. How you doing, John? And then John looks at him and goes, still can't hear too good. Well, it's a miracle you're still alive. It's a goddamn miracle. Yeah, that's the problem, Joe. What? The miracle part. What are the odds of us making it down here on time?
Yeah.
And then we get a shot of Zeus looking on, just paying attention to the whole thing, and he's wiping his glasses at that same time. So I have so much trouble believing that with the explosion that went off and the amount of damage, that nobody was killed.
Oh, people
And that
died.
nobody, you
That's a
know,
lie.
that, oh, yeah. I mean, the way
I,
that
yeah.
they just say that, okay, a guy's pacemaker stopped. Does that mean he died? I don't know. But.
Well, that's exactly it. I think the purpose is to make it obviously not as violent, as scary, not as realistic. So we're not sitting here going, oh, look at all the people died. We're able to laugh at the jokes and laugh at the people eating popcorn. If a bunch of people died, this would be a lot more tragic sequence.
Correct, but it doesn't make
But they
sense
would
that
be.
people
I
didn't die.
agree. Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. At this point too, I mean, it's ridiculous that John's alive. However, we can accept that he's alive because he continues to survive these
Because he's
circumstances.
John
So
McClane,
he,
that's why.
because he's John McClane. That's all we need. That's information we need. I accept that those are the rules. I don't need any a better explanation when it comes to McClane. But other people, they don't have that same plot armor.
That's right.
Even Zeus doesn't yet. He's getting there to where I'm like, okay, he's rising above and doing this cool stuff. But we don't have that with all of these extras that don't even have names on IMDb.
That's right. Who are eating popcorn and
Yeah.
things like that.
Yeah, no,
No, you're
the
right.
people would be dead. A lot of people would be dead. They didn't clear anyone out. From the shockwave alone, people would be toast, let alone the cave-ins. If even if people didn't die from the explosion, there would be people dead from the results of the explosion.
That's what I would think. I mean, I don't remember if I mentioned it this week. Maybe I mentioned it only last week, but in the script, the original bomb at in the movie it's Bonwit Taylor, but in the script it was Bloomingdale's. They have characters that are like there's a scene that takes place in Bloomingdale's where someone finds a briefcase and picks it up and then it explodes. So in that case, there were people who were killed for sure.
Yeah.
In the movie they don't mention it at all. It's not mentioned. It's mentioned that there was a bomb there and we saw the bomb obviously, but we don't know how many people were killed. But that is also the type of bomb that goes off and you're saying, okay, there's no way that everyone survived this one.
So, what do you think? Do you think they should have killed a bunch of people here and acknowledged it and moved on? Or do you think that they made the right choice and just kind of grazed over it and pretended like nothing serious happened so
I
we
think
could
they
keep
should
the
have.
tone?
I think that they should have done it because you had people in Die Hard 1 die, you had people in Die Hard 2 die. Up until now, we're 40 minutes into this movie and nobody has died.
I agree.
And we've had two explosions.
I think it has lost some of its integrity because of that. Is it fun? Sure, it's absolutely fun. I love this movie. It's great. It's a great time, but it does lose some of its integrity because of that. And I think as we see more sequels after this, that's kind of what starts happening. The stakes get more ridiculous, which I mean does happen with sequels,
Right.
but also the consequences are no longer realistic or things that we're going to invest in as much if we know that everybody's going to be safe.
Right. I mean, but later in the movie, there are people that get killed. When they go into
Yeah.
the Federal Reserve, they kill most of the guards there. They don't kill them all. Some of them,
Yeah, but they
some of
kill
them
the
they put to
guards, and I agree
sleep.
with you.
Some of them they put to sleep. Some of them they kill.
Yeah.
The whole thing's very strange.
I
We'll
think
get there
it's
in about 2 or 3 weeks.
yes. I think it's different because this is a terrorist bombing though.
Right.
I think we've seen enough, and I'll be curious when you actually read the script part back too. And I think we've seen at least in these couple weeks here, because I haven't seen the weeks before, that they've made very, very thoughtful changes specifically to Zeus, I think because they were adjusting the tone. They want, and I think that's clearly what's at least happening in this 5 week sequence that we're looking at right now. Now, whether that continues on throughout the movie or not, I don't know because I don't know what goes behind the scenes, but I am curious now.
No, I agree with you on that. And I mean, part of the whole thing, which is I'm trying to think of how to phrase it, because they, on the one hand, they want to tone things down, but the question is, why are they toning things down? Are they toning things down because of the fact that, there was the World Trade Center, the first World Trade Center bombing a year before this movie came out? Is it
Possible.
because is it was it was it edited at the last minute because of the fact that, Oklahoma City bombing happened a month and a half before this movie came out? I don't know.
I think it's possible. I
I
think
don't know if they would
def
have had time to edit it that much at that point.
I agree. I agree. I'm obviously though there was something that was, I feel like, reconsidered, whether it was because of those situations and they were trying to be more sensitive about it, or if they were just trying to change the tone up to this point in general, and it
Right.
was a conscious effort from the beginning and start, but something was obviously thought about very consciously for some of the changes to be made and some of the way that this movie is presented. Yeah, there's no doubt about that in my mind at this point.
Yeah, I mean, come on, even
But
just what we
yeah.
talked about earlier this week, that Zeus takes the phone and, knocks out the cop with the receiver.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean there would be death. There's no doubt there would be death. Not a water broke and a pacemaker that stopped, which would eventually, I think, most likely lead to death at some point. There'd be death. I mean, come on, the people on the train with McClane were dead. All those guys were dead. They didn't get off. They're toast.
Because
Zeus would have been toast. Zeus would have probably been toast.
no, unless he got everyone off of that car of the train, and that car was the one that flipped over.
Yep. But there was nobody on the train when it flipped over.
Hey, well, except for John.
Except for John. Or he was on the back of the train or underneath or wherever John exactly
No, he was
was
still
doing his
inside.
hero.
He was
Was he still
inside
inside?
because
He was still inside. He was still inside. Yeah.
he threw the bomb out the window, so he was still inside.
Yep. So all the people were behind him too, because they were still standing behind him when he threw that out the window.
No, I don't think they were behind him. I think they were already left
They
the
had ran out
car.
to the next car.
Yeah.
They ran out to the next car? Okay.
Yeah. But so they lucked out that it detached itself from that other car, and this is the only car that flipped.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I was just going along with the theory of we're just going to make this look cool and not have people in it. Yeah,
That's right.
okay. All
Okay.
right.
Makes sense.
Still, lots of death. There were still been lots of death.
Yeah, there should have been. Yes. Oh well. All right, and
We're
that's
like, more
all.
death, more death.
No, we're looking at it from a realistic perspective. That's what it
Yes.
is. It's not that we want to see more blood and guts and death and stuff like that. We just want this to
No.
feel more realistic in everything that they're doing.
Well, and that's how these movies have been presented up to this point, with exaggerated tons of hyperbole because it's a film, but at the same time, it's all about, it's been rooted in some level of realism.
I mean, again, in the last movie, they crashed an entire plane, and killed, what was it, 256 people or something like that,
Yeah.
And we got to see them scream before they died too. It wasn't,
Oh, that's true. That's very true. That's a problem for me. But yes, that's very true. I don't like flying.
I remember that. I remember that story.
Yes. Yes.
I do.
So that
You're like BA from the A-team. They gotta drug you with milk in order to get you on the plane.
I literally just had that conversation with my doctor. I saw him last month. He's like, "Are you planning on flying anytime soon so he could write me a script?" Like, no, not anytime soon.
Now he's supposed to give it
I'm
to someone else to put in your drink.
Oh no, I will take it willingly. I'm happy
Okay.
to get knocked out on the plane. Please
Oh,
do.
okay.
Knock me out. I'm fine with it. When I was younger and I used to drink, I would drink, and then I learned that that was also a bad plan. Do not drink on the plane when you're having anxiety about being on the plane. That does not help
Okay,
you.
well, and maybe the best way is for you to like get on a plane and sit next to Schwarzenegger as he's on his way down to Valverde, and then he can just elbow you in the head, and then you'll sleep really well.
I'm fine with that.
You do know
I'm
what scene I'm
totally
talking
fine with
about,
that.
right?
What is that
From
from?
Commando, Commando.
Oh, it is. It is. I just watched that not too long ago, too. I don't know why I didn't remember that. I'm picturing him doing it. Yeah.
Exactly.
I hadn't watched it in forever. I just watched it like 6 months ago, I think.
Don't bug my friend. He's dead tired.
Yes. Well, anyway, I would be totally happy about Arnold Schwarzenegger elbowing me and knocking me out just in a regular situation. I'd be fine with it because I could tell that story for the rest of my life. And I love Arnie, but I would also be grateful for getting knocked out for the rest of the flight so long as I didn't die from
Yeah,
that
exactly.
monster elbow.
I don't think, you want him to break your neck at the same time. You know, that's
No, and he
just
totally
knock you
is
out.
capable of doing it. Yeah.
Problem. Problem. All right, so I have nothing else for this minute. Do you have anything else for this minute?
No, I didn't. It was a good one. It was a good one. It was a good way. It was a good way to end the week. It was. I felt like we actually got a whole entire little side story.
Yeah, of course. Of course. All right, so
Week. Week stop.
let's get into the script and see what they have here. So in the tunnel opening, a man emerges from the opening, past the derailed train. He comes through the smoke and train wreckage. It's McLean. His forehead is cut and bloody. He climbs up onto the station platform and walks up to Zeus and the transit cop. He flips open his NYPD shield for the cop. I'm a cop. He's with me. McLean and Zeus look at each other. Zeus says, "Had you covered all the way?" And John says, "Tell me about it." Wall Street station, street level. There is a huge crater in the middle of Wall Street. Firemen are spraying chemical fire retardant into the cratered hole. The intersection is a tangle of fire trucks, ambulances, and police cruisers. The area around the crater and subway station is closed off with police barricades. TV news teams conduct interviews, jockey for position. The sidewalks are filled with rubbernecking stockbrokers and lawyers. Behind barricades, on the back bumper of an ambulance, McLean and Zeus sit. An EMS paramedic applies a butterfly bandage to McLean's cut forehead. Zeus is drinking coffee, staring into the smoke, watching paramedics carry off the injured. Lambert and Walsh come up to them. Lambert says, "Two broken bones, a couple concussions, an old guy's pacemaker stopped, and a pregnant girl's water broke." He smiles and says, "And nobody died." Walsh then shakes his head and goes, "I don't know how you did it, but you did it." He kneels in front of McLean. "John, but you've got to help us on this. Think, some guy who's got it in for you, some kid that beat you up in high school. Who knows?" McLean, the strain showing on his face. "Ricky, I've been thinking about it." And that's the way this minute ends. It's better in the movie.
It's much better in the movie. So far, all of the ones that we've read, how has it been for you from the beginning up to this point? Has
Pretty
it
much
been
the
the
same.
same where
Yeah.
okay, yeah, it's definitely the improvements in the movie. And it's not always the case either. Sometimes
Correct.
I hear the script and it's like, oh, that would have been really cool.
Yeah,
No,
I've had some of those.
it's yeah, it's
In some of my previous seasons, I've had, I mean, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, they cut out 2 hours and 10 minutes of the script. So, from the 3 hour script. So they had some good scenes. They had some scenes that should have been cut out anyway. But so it's a combination of both. Okay, so every Friday we have a segment called Name That Movie. Name
Oh boy.
That movie. So the idea is that this movie, the original title of the movie, do you know the original title of this movie?
No,
Simon
because I'm
Says.
already doing poorly. Simon Says. Oh, I like With a Vengeance. It's fun.
Yeah, okay.
Simon Says is Simon
That's right.
Says makes sense though. I mean,
Yes.
it does, but I
So
think that would garner less interest in the movie.
probably. I think Die Hard 3, Simon Says. I don't know. So basically what I did was is I compiled a list of over 150 movies which have alternate titles. Either it was the original title, maybe it was the title of the book that a particular movie was based on. Possibly it's also they have fake titles. There are movies that have that during production they use fake titles so that you have
Okay.
less people rubbernecking and stalking everyone on set. Okay, so
Yes,
what I did
yes.
was is I picked five movies that I think you have a chance of knowing what they are. So the way that this works is I'm going to tell you the year of the movie and the original title. And then
Okay.
you
Oh,
have
this
to
is cool.
guess what the movie is. Okay. And
Okay.
I will You have lifelines. You can ask for the director. You can ask for, one star of the movie. You can ask for another star of the movie. Things like that, just to help you along to try and figure it out. Okay.
Thank you. I'm going to need help. I always need help.
Not necessarily. Experience over the last 8 weeks has told me that most people are usually in the zone. So we'll see
Okay.
if you're able to do this also. Okay.
Okay.
So a movie from 1994 called, the original title was The Cleaner.
This has got to be some kind of maybe assassin movie. The Professional?
Yes, very good.
Ah!
So also known as Leon the Professional, the
Yes,
Professional,
yes.
all those things. See, it's not as difficult as you may think.
It's
Okay. The second one from 1988, a movie called Scared Sheetless.
Running Scared?
Nope. Running Scared, I think, was 86 anyway.
Okay. Well, I was in the area. I'm shocked that I even came that close, to be honest. Running Sheetless.
Think of the words. Think of the title.
I am. So I'm thinking Sheetless. I'm thinking maybe there's something supernatural involved here, or maybe I'm going too deep with it. But okay, so I'm going to ask for an actor that was in the movie, please.
Okay, I'm obviously not going to give you one of the main actors, but
Yes.
Jeffrey Jones.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
1988, Scared
So
Sheetless.
88. Oh my gosh, it's I feel like it's close, but now I'm thinking of Howard the Duck and I can't get it out of my head. And that is not the correct
It's not
answer.
Howard the Duck. I believe Howard the Duck was also 1986, if I remember correctly. So
And it was not
you
originally Running Sheetless. No.
Scared
It's
Sheetless.
not.
Scared Sheetless.
Scared Sheetless. Okay. Frig. I don't know. Okay, director, please, if I can have another one.
Tim Burton.
Oh. Well, I should know this. It's not Pee-wee. Is it Beetlejuice?
Yes, it is.
Okay. The running part got me a little confused there, but
There's no word
all
running.
right.
There's no word running. It's scared
Scared
sheetless.
Sheetless. Well, I keep thinking running scared. See,
Oh,
this is
because the
why I'm bad at
scared.
games.
Okay, it was the scared part,
Sheila.
not the thing. Okay.
Okay, also, that wouldn't have helped me get to that point either. But yes, Beetlejuice. Okay, I accept that.
All right.
All right.
Okay, the third one, a movie from 1987 called Hunter.
Predator.
Yes, very good.
I'm like, that's not that easy. Am I gonna get
It
that
was.
lucky?
That was easy. That was easy. All right. 1985, Spaceman from Pluto.
Starman?
No, that was 84.
Okay, you are really impressing me with your knowledge of knowing exact years of movies. I can usually get kind of in the bubble, but not right on like that. Okay, so Spaceman from Pluto, and this is 85. Oh gosh, my brain is gonna be stuck on, see?
Work it
Gonna be
through,
stuck
work
on
it through.
Starman now. Okay, let me think here. Spaceman. Now I want to go to the Blob, which is not even
That
close.
was 88.
It's not accurate either. It's the Blob that comes from there, not a spaceman. Now I'm jumping to 90s movies, so no, that's wrong. All right, I'm gonna take a hint so I don't burn time. Director, please.
Oh, come on. That's going to give it away so easily.
Okay, all right, give me an actor then. Give me an actor then. Because I'm way
Okay.
off.
Who am I going to give you here that will not give it away completely, but whatever. James Tolkien.
The Pluto thing is completely screwing me up. And I'm going to kick myself. I know.
Oh, you're
Close
definitely going to kick
Encounters of the
yourself.
Third Kind.
No, that was
Yeah.
76.
I know it's wrong. I just had to think of something. ET.
82.
It's not right anyway. I'm just throwing out science fiction. Okay, I need the director or some or another hint. I will take anything.
Tom Wilson.
Don't know.
What, Mark McClure. Wendy Jo Sperber.
Oh, is it because it gets next
Billy Zane.
Billy Zane is in this? What the heck is it? I don't think I've seen it. I've seen
Heather,
a lot of Billy
Heather,
Zane movies.
Heather,
I
there
love
is
Billy
no
Zane.
Chance in hell, mouth, that you haven't seen this movie. I know you, and you've seen
what
this.
The heck is
you've
it?
Seen this movie probably dozens of times.
I'm gonna be so embarrassed. I was doing so good.
Okay, Crispin Glover.
Oh, it's Back to the Future.
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh! I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. You're totally right. The director would have given it to me.
Yeah.
And now it makes complete sense.
And if I would have said Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, or Leia Thompson, obviously would have gotten it right away.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. Crispin Glover was the one that got me on track there. And still, even before that, I went through like three of his movies before I got to Back to the Future, which is ridiculous considering all the hints I had up to that point.
Yes.
So my brain is just not there. And we just talked about Back to the Future.
Yes, we did.
I'm angry at myself. I'm so disappointed.
Okay, the final one for you from 1999. Let me actually just double check that it is 1989. I believe it is.
There's only like 250 good movies that came out in 1999. But I've seen them all.
You've definitely seen this movie. 1999, untitled teenage sex comedy that can be made for under $10 million that most readers will probably hate, but I think you will love. That was the original title of this movie.
Okay, now I just want to toss out curse words. I was doing so good. Untitled teen movie.
Untitled sex like comedy that can be made for under $10 million that most readers will probably hate, but I think you will love. I'm going to give you a freebie hint on this one. It takes place in our state. I don't know if that helps or not.
Was this American Pie?
Yes, it is.
All right. I was trying to think of the timeline. Like, it's not. It doesn't sound like it's a parody. And then the sex thing led me right to the pie.
Yeah.
And he said Michigan. I wasn't 100% sure that it was in Michigan. I vaguely remember that. It's been a really long time since I've watched those. I wonder how they've aged. I'm very curious now.
No, well, now you got more homework. There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, you see, that was fun. That was fun.
That was fun. Thank you. I can't
thank
believe
you.
I couldn't get Back to the Future.
I can't believe you said I've never seen this movie. That's the to me, that's the classic line there.
Oh, it was the Pluto thing.
Yes.
The Pluto thing totally threw me off.
A few weeks
and then
ago,
I got fixated on Starman.
Right. Five weeks ago, we used another Back to the Future original title, which was called Paradox. I don't know if that would have helped you.
I would have probably been on a more linear path at that point, and I wouldn't have had a different movie stuck in my head or fixating on the dwarf planet.
Right. Okay. Okay. And Beetlejuice.
We will never know.
That's right. And Beetlejuice, we also did another one a few weeks ago, House Ghosts.
Okay, that one I would have, yeah, that one makes sense.
Right. I think those are the only ones that have been used prior, that have double names or whatever, double original.
That's a cool name. Game though. That's really fun.
Yeah.
And there's so many.
I like it too. Yes. Oh, I told you I found 154. That's you know, I sort of feel bad for people who are going to be my guests towards the end. It's going to be a little more difficult.
This is how I feel about it. Mwah, later guests.
Exactly. All right. So, Heather, would you like to, once again, for the final time this season, tell people where they can find the bro, Heather Baxendale?
If you want to come find the bro, check out the bro site. It's called heatherbaxendale.com. It has all of my podcast stuff on there. It also has all of my books that are published on there. Go check them out if you like action adventure and lots of fun violence and good times. It's the Prophecy series.
Excellent. And finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Around Minute. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on my website, moviearoundminute.com. And if you want to send me an email, you can send it to movierobminute@movierob.net. So, Heather, thank you so much. This was such a fun week.
It was.
It was a lot of fun recording with you once again. And hopefully you will be back in the future and won't want to take a hiatus for between, you know, from the next season. But I haven't yet decided what the movie's going to be. So, you know, I can't
I was
even
just going to
tease
say,
you with
it
it.
All depends on your movie.
I can't even tease you with it. So, cause I don't know yet, but I have a little bit of time. I have a few weeks till I need to start pre-production. So, you know, I got some time.
All right. Do you have a short list? Do you have a short list?
I have a very long
you're
short list.
Considering?
Yes.
Okay. then I can't be helpful.
Not necessarily on that one. No, sorry. Yeah.
All right. Well, I hate to talk and run, but I've got to go.
All right. So I will be back on Monday with a new guest, and everyone have a great weekend. But until then, yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Again, hoorah, hoorah. We'll give him a hearty welcome then. Hoorah, hoorah. The men will cheer, the boys will shout. The ladies, they will all turn out, and we'll all feel glad when Johnny comes marching home.